Welcome back, everyone. Today we're going to be taking a deep dive into a speech,
Okay.
one of the most iconic speeches in American history.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream, delivered, right at the heart of the civil rights movement.
Absolutely.
And, we all know the famous lines,
All right.
but today we're going to be going beyond those to kind of uncover the masterful ways that King used language to
Right.
move hearts and minds.
Absolutely.
And hopefully spark some think and act locally. Inspiration for all of us here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
It's fascinating how, a speech delivered over half a century ago
I know.
still resonates so powerfully today.
It
And you're
does.
right, it's not just about the, soaring rhetoric, although that's certainly part of it.
Yeah.
It's about how King connected with his audience on a very, visceral level,
Right.
using language to make very abstract concepts like freedom and justice feel really tangible and urgent.
Absolutely. Like, for example, the uncashed check analogy.
Right.
He could have just simply said, Black Americans have been denied their rights.
Yeah.
But instead, he paints this really vivid picture of America, like, defaulting on a promissory note,
Yeah.
a debt owed to its Black citizens.
That financial metaphor is brilliant on so many levels.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, it speaks to a universal experience, We
Yeah.
all understand that frustration of a bounced check, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's such a concrete image
It
that
is.
grounds this kind of abstract concept of injustice in something that everybody can relate to.
Totally. And it also taps into that sense of betrayal. Like
Absolutely.
a contract's been broken.
Yes.
It's not just that rights are being denied, but it's like this promise was made
Yes.
and then broken, you know?
Exactly. And I think if we even dig a little deeper into that,
Yeah.
we can see how that metaphor kind of resonates differently across generations.
I think so.
For those who lived through segregation,
Yeah.
it's a direct reference to the tangible ways they were denied access to opportunity. Housing, education, employment.
For sure, but for younger generations
Yeah.
who may not have experienced those same forms of discrimination.
Exactly.
The uncashed check metaphor speaks to a more systemic, like ongoing debt,
Right.
like the legacy of slavery and Jim Crow that
Exact.
continues to shape inequalities today.
Precisely. It acknowledges that while progress has been made,
Right.
there's still a long way to go in fully cashing that check
Yeah.
for true equality.
Absolutely. And King doesn't let anyone,
No.
especially those in power at the time,
Right.
forget the urgency of the situation.
Yeah.
He could have advocated for patience, for slowly chipping away at the system.
Right.
But instead, he calls for immediate action, a
Absolutely.
fierce urgency of now.
And the way he builds that sense of urgency is just masterful.
Oh, yeah.
He uses this incredibly evocative imagery, a sweltering summer of discontent demanding to be transformed into an invigorating autumn
Wow. Yeah.
of freedom and equality.
Yeah.
It's not just a call to action.
Yeah.
It's a visceral experience. You can
Yeah.
almost feel the heat,
Yeah.
the pressure,
Yeah.
the need for change.
Yeah. You can feel it like he's saying, we can't wait for the weather to change.
Right.
We have to create the change and we have to
Yes.
do it now.
Absolutely.
And I wonder if that call to action is something that we hear in, Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena can take inspiration from.
I think so, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think about the issues we face in our own communities,
Right.
whether it's education disparities,
Yeah.
access to healthcare, environmental justice.
Right.
These are all areas where we can channel that fierce urgency of now
Yeah.
to create positive change.
Right. So maybe it's organizing a community forum
Yeah.
to discuss these issues, or advocating for policies that promote equity, or volunteering a local organization.
Absolutely.
King's message reminds us that we don't have to wait for someone else to fix things.
That's right.
We can be the change,
Yes.
starting right here
In our own
in our
backyard.
own backyard.
Yeah.
And King understood
He did.
that change requires more than just passion. It
Absolutely.
requires discipline and strategy.
Yes.
He constantly emphasizes the importance of nonviolent resistance,
Yes.
even in the face of incredible provocation.
That's right. He says, "We must not allow our creative protest to degenerate into physical violence.
Right.
Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul
And that
force."
takes incredible strength and conviction
It does.
to do that.
Absolutely.
And I think it's a reminder that true power doesn't come from meeting violence with violence,
No.
but from holding fast to your values,
Yes.
from remaining disciplined even in the face of adversity.
Absolutely.
And that message is just as relevant today as it was in 1963.
It really is.
It really is. It makes you think about how we can approach conflicts and disagreements in our own lives, especially those that arise around issues of social justice. Do we meet anger with anger? Or do we strive to find common ground to engage in dialogue with respect and understanding?
Such important questions
They are.
for all of us to reflect on, especially those of us who are committed to, thinking and acting locally
Yes.
to create a more just and equitable society.
Absolutely. And King doesn't just talk about what needs to change.
Right.
He paints a powerful vision of what that change could look like, what he
Wayne.
calls his dream.
And that's where he truly moves beyond just the specifics of the civil
Right.
rights movement
Right.
and into a vision of a truly just and equitable society for
Right.
everyone.
He says, I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
Such a powerful line.
It is.
And it goes beyond just simply ending legal segregation.
Yeah.
It speaks to a much deeper, more fundamental transformation
It does.
of hearts and minds,
Right.
a world where people are truly seen and valued for who they are, not for the color of their skin.
Absolutely.
And he doesn't just stop there. He goes on to like describe this dream in vivid detail,
Yeah.
creating this tapestry of images that really capture the imagination and stir the soul.
It's like he's inviting us to step into that dream with him, to
Yes.
see and feel what it would be like to live in a world where freedom and justice truly reign.
Exactly. He talks about, sitting down together at the table of brotherhood,
Yeah.
transforming the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood.
And perhaps most powerfully, he envisions a day when little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers.
It's such a powerful image.
It is.
That image of children of all races joining hands, I think, really speaks to the heart
It does.
of King's dream, a world where our shared humanity transcends, these artificial barriers
Yeah.
of race and prejudice.
Right. And it makes you wonder, what would it look like to bring that dream to life right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena?
Right.
What steps can we take to foster those kinds of relationships, those bridges of understanding across racial and cultural divides?
That's where the Think and Act Locally challenge, really comes into focus.
Yeah.
It's about looking at our own communities, our schools, our workplaces,
Right.
and asking ourselves, are we creating spaces where those kinds of connections can flourish?
Exactly. Are we actively seeking out opportunities to engage with people from different backgrounds, to learn from their experiences, to build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding?
Exactly. And if not, what can we do to change that?
Right.
Maybe it's joining a community organization that promotes diversity and inclusion,
Yeah.
or volunteering at a local school or youth program that serves a diverse population.
Or even just making a conscious effort to step outside of our comfort zones, to
Yes.
strike up a conversation with someone who looks different from us,
Yeah.
to listen with an open heart and an open mind.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that building a truly just and equitable society requires more than just changing laws and policies.
For sure.
It requires changing hearts and minds, one relationship at a time.
Absolutely. And King doesn't shy away from acknowledging, the stark realities that stand in the way of that dream.
No, he doesn't.
He paints this incredibly vivid picture of black Americans living on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity.
That image of the island of poverty is so powerful
It is.
because it really highlights, those deep economic disparities
Right.
that persist even after the legal victories of the civil rights movement.
They do.
It's a reminder that true equality goes beyond simply having the right to vote or sit at a lunch counter.
Yeah.
It's about having equal access to opportunity,
Right.
to education, to health care, to a decent standard of living.
It's bigger than just the surface level stuff.
Absolutely.
And it's a reminder that those disparities continue to exist today, not just nationally, but also right here in our own communities.
Of course, we see it, in the persistent wealth gap between black and white families,
Right.
in the disparities in educational attainment and health outcomes,
Right.
and in the concentration of poverty, in certain neighborhoods.
And so, what does it mean for us to think and act locally in the face of those realities?
Right.
How can we address the systemic issues that contribute to these disparities?
Well, I think it starts with acknowledging that these disparities exist,
Yeah.
that they are not simply the result of individual choices or failures,
right.
but rather the product of historical and ongoing systemic injustices.
Right. And then asking ourselves, what are the specific ways in which those injustices manifest in our own communities?
Yes.
What are the concrete actions we can take to challenge those systems,
right,
and create a more equitable playing field for everyone?
Maybe it's advocating for affordable housing policies,
yeah,
supporting local businesses owned by people of color,
right,
volunteering at organizations that are working to address educational disparities.
Or just having conversations.
Absolutely.
With our friends, family, and neighbors.
Yes.
About these issues, raising awareness.
For sure.
Challenging the assumptions that often perpetuate these inequities.
The point is that there are countless ways to think and act locally.
Yes.
To chip away at those islands of poverty.
Right.
And create a more just and equitable society.
And as we're talking about islands and oceans, you know, it's worth noting how King uses geographical imagery throughout the speech to kind of reinforce his message and connect it to the broader American narrative.
You're right. He doesn't just call for freedom to ring in general terms. He specifically calls for it to ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia, from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee, from every hill and molehill of Mississippi.
And what's so fascinating about those specific locations is that they all carry like deep historical significance.
They do.
Particularly in the context of slavery and segregation.
For example, Stone Mountain, with its massive Confederate memorial carved into its face,
right,
is a potent symbol of white supremacy and the Lost Cause mythology.
So when King calls for freedom to ring from Stone Mountain,
yeah,
he's directly challenging that symbol.
Absolutely.
Reclaiming that space for the values of equality and justice.
Exactly. He's saying, we're not going to let the ghosts of the past dictate our future.
Right.
We're going to build a new future, a future where freedom rings from every corner of this land.
And Lookout Mountain, with its history as a strategic location during the Civil War,
yeah,
represents a different kind of historical resonance.
It symbolizes, you know, that long and bloody struggle for freedom and emancipation.
Right.
A struggle that culminated in the abolition of slavery, but that still continues in many ways today.
So by invoking Lookout Mountain, King is connecting the fight for civil rights to this broader historical narrative.
Yes.
Reminding us that the struggle for freedom is an ongoing process.
It is.
A torch passed down from generation to generation.
A relay race.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then there's Mississippi, which King repeatedly refers to throughout the speech.
He does.
As a symbol of the most entrenched forms of racism and segregation.
Absolutely. He talks about Mississippi sweltering with the heat of injustice.
Right.
A place where Black Americans are crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination.
And yet, despite those grim realities,
right,
King still believes that even Mississippi can be transformed.
He does.
That even in the most resistant corners of the South, freedom can eventually ring.
It's a powerful statement of hope.
It is.
In the face of such overwhelming adversity.
So, when he calls for freedom to ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi.
Yeah.
He's not just speaking geographically.
Oh.
He's speaking metaphorically.
Exactly.
About the need to confront and dismantle the systems of oppression wherever they exist.
Yes.
Even in the places where they seem most deeply rooted.
And that's a powerful challenge for all of us.
It is.
As we think about acting locally to create a more just and equitable society.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that the fight for justice is not confined to some distant battlefield or historical moment.
Right.
It's happening right here, right now.
Right here, right now.
In our own community.
In our schools, in our workplaces, in our neighborhoods.
Yeah.
In the everyday interactions we have with each other.
Absolutely. And it's a reminder that we all have a role to play in that fight.
We do.
No matter how small or insignificant our actions may seem.
Because when we all work together, when we all commit to thinking and acting locally, we can create a ripple effect that can transform our communities and bring us closer to realizing King's dream of a nation where freedom truly rings for everyone.
And that brings us back to the core mission of Think and Act Locally.
Yes.
Which is to empower residents of Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena to make a positive impact in their own communities.
Because at the end of the day, King's dream is not some abstract ideal.
No, it's not.
It's something that we can and must strive to make real in our own lives.
Absolutely.
And in our own backyards.
It's about taking ownership of the issues that affect our communities.
Right.
Engaging in meaningful dialogue.
Yes.
Working together to create solutions that benefit everyone.
And it's about recognizing that even small acts of kindness, compassion, and courage can make a difference.
Absolutely. Whether it's volunteering at a local organization, supporting a local business, or simply having a conversation with a neighbor about an issue you care about.
Yeah.
Every action we take, no matter how small, can contribute to building a more just and equitable society.
You know, as we've been unpacking King's I Have a Dream speech,
yeah,
one thing that keeps coming back to me is just how he masterfully blends these soaring calls for justice,
right,
with like this deeply personal, almost intimate tone.
It's true. He manages to speak to both, you know, this grand sweep of history,
yeah,
and the individual heart.
Yeah.
Think about how he starts by talking about his own children.
Right.
You know, that incredibly relatable desire for a better future for your kids.
Right. He says, I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
It's so simple, yet profound.
It is.
It cuts through all the noise.
It does.
And gets to the very core,
yeah,
of what true equality means.
It's a reminder that, you know, these abstract concepts like freedom and justice,
right,
are ultimately about real people.
Yes.
About creating a world where everyone has the opportunity to live a life of dignity and fulfillment.
Absolutely.
And it brings it home to how we here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena,
yeah,
can really live out this message.
Right.
It's not just about, you know, big policy changes.
Right.
It's about those everyday interactions.
Yes.
Treating everyone we encounter with that same respect and consideration.
Absolutely.
Regardless of, you know, their background or circumstances.
It's about looking beyond the surface.
Yeah.
And seeing the humanity in each other.
Yeah.
Recognizing that we're all part of this shared journey, you know, striving for a better future for ourselves and our children.
And King, despite all the challenges and setbacks he faced,
right,
never lost sight of that hope,
right,
for the future.
It's there in every line of the speech.
It is.
But especially in that powerful crescendo.
What?
Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. We are free at last.
And, you know, we talked about it earlier. It's not like a declaration of victory.
No.
It's more like a statement of aspiration.
Right.
A recognition that, you know, the journey toward freedom is ongoing.
It is.
Like a relay race.
Yes.
From generation to generation.
Exactly.
And it makes you think about how we each carry that torch today.
Yeah.
You know, here in our own communities.
Absolutely.
What are the specific ways we can continue the work King started?
Right.
How do we ensure that freedom truly rings for everyone right here in, you know, Southeast Houston?
It starts with that commitment to think and act locally.
Yes.
To look at the challenges facing our communities and ask ourselves, what can I do to make a difference?
Right.
Where can I lend my voice, my time, my resources,
yeah,
to create positive change?
So maybe it's mentoring a young person or volunteering at a local food bank.
Right.
Or advocating for policies that promote equity and opportunity for all. Or maybe it's simply having those difficult conversations with friends and family members.
Yeah.
Challenging prejudices and biases, spreading awareness about issues of social justice.
It all matters.
It does.
Every
little bit helps.
Right. The point is, there are countless ways to contribute.
There are.
And each act, no matter how small,
yes,
can have a ripple effect.
It can.
Creating a more just and compassionate community for everyone.
And if you're looking for a place to start, we encourage you to explore the resources and initiatives highlighted by Think and Act Locally.
Yeah.
You know, we're committed to providing you with the tools and information you need to make a difference right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Absolutely. You can find a wealth of information on our website, including links to local organizations, upcoming events,
yeah,
ways to get involved in, you know, advocacy efforts.
For sure.
And as always, we welcome your feedback and ideas.
Absolutely.
What issues are you most passionate about?
Right.
How can we better support your efforts to think and act locally? You know, King's I Have a Dream speech continues to inspire and challenge us over half a century later.
It does.
It's a reminder that the pursuit of justice is a journey, not a destination.
Yes.
And that each of us has a role to play in making that dream a reality.
Absolutely. So as we conclude this deep dive,
okay,
we invite you to join us on that journey.
Yeah.
To embrace the spirit of Think and Act Locally.
Absolutely.
And work alongside your neighbors to create a community where freedom truly rings for everyone.
That's what it's all about.
It is. And if you find value in what we do, consider supporting us at thinkandactlocally.com/undonate.
The link is in the show notes.
It is.
Thanks for joining us. And until next time, keep thinking, keep acting, and keep dreaming of a better world.